Well, we're on the telephone now with Asgro Territory agronomist Steve Johnson of Seward, Nebraska. Steve works in the southeast Nebraska area. Steve, extremely early year this year for planting and field work for farmers, and we're kind of wrapping up now in soybeans, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's kind of funny when you look at where we were at about April 20th. I think I started seeing my first soybeans go in the ground, and it kind of feels like it's been drawn out for a while, but as a matter of fact, we're progressing right along. I think most of my geography should wrap up this week, and that puts us about 2 weeks ahead, so we're in really good shape.
Okay, so we had the warm winter, of course, and very early spring, earlier planting. Sounds like the insects and the weeds and maybe disease are also coming early this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. One of the major pests that we're seeing out in the country right now is obviously bean leaf beetle. There's a pretty good number of them out there. Really want to keep a close eye on those and make sure that they're not doing a whole lot of defoliating. And not to mention just what they can do is, you know, they do vector some later season bean pod model virus as well as later generations. This is the they'll be laying eggs here in probably a couple weeks or less, and that's going to extend the next generations that could affect us later on with during pod development and what have not. So I really think that it's probably a good idea to keep a close eye on those bugs. The other thing that I think we're going to probably see a little bit is Phytophthora out in the country. The Phytophthora pathogen usually affects soybean plants in warmer conditions, and we definitely have that out there. Good thing is I'm starting to see some really, really good results out of our Acceleron seed treatments out there, protecting against bean leaf beetle as well as those soil-borne fungal diseases.
So early season scouting is going to be even more important this year, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Not to mention just the scouting in general with the winds that we've had the last several days. Obviously a little bit drier conditions. Forecast doesn't look too good. I wouldn't even be afraid to keep an eye on how your soil moisture conditions are out there. I think it's going to be pretty wise to do that. I'm not a big proponent of watering soybeans early, but with the conditions that we do have out there, if you have a pivot, it might be worth a consideration.
So yeah, if a farmer's looking to get his soybeans off to the best start he can, I mean, that's one possible suggestion. Any others?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, one thing that I've really seen, obviously, it's a little late now if you haven't done it already, when seeds are in the ground, but we've really seen some good results already just establishing stands with seed treatments in general. Specifically, the ones I've been looking at has been Acceleron seed treatments with Poncho Votivo. And yesterday I was seeing up to a 12% stand advantage with just that. So that's helped out quite a little, and just being kind of prepared to keep a close eye on what's going on out there. There could be all kinds of number of things.
Now, I know you talk about the Asgro Performance System, a season-long management approach to maximizing Asgro Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield soybean potential. So talk about that and what you're looking at this year.
You bet. So really what that boils down to is I call it more or less the four P's. We think about it as planting, protect, and perform. Really what plan includes is really looking at finding and selecting the right genetic package for what your field conditions are, whether that be a high pH situation, irrigated dry land type of management systems, what have not there. Planting really would more or less support agronomic practices. So you think about, optimizing your plant density, making sure you have good fertilization out there, and also, just putting it in the ground at the optimum time. Protect, that would really stress the importance of having Asgro Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans with the Acceleron seed treatment, pretty much so to just overall promote that strong early growth and overall emergence. And then the last one is perform. We really, really want to look at, having good performance, and we've really started seeing some very good momentum. And I think a lot of that stems from some of the local stuff that we've had. here. We got a soybean breeding department out of Waco where we've been screening and seeing how things really perform on a local level. And so that really helps us out.
What are farmers in that area saying about the Asgrow Genuity Roundup Ready to Yield technology this season?
Well, there's really, like I said earlier on, momentum's been very good. We're starting to see a pretty good increase in amount of varieties that not only are defensive or offensive, they're really being able to fit the niches that farmers are looking for. And the good thing is we got a good source of germplasm all the way from high maturity, starts at early group twos and runs as high as group four soybeans. So we got a pretty good package and portfolio to select from there.